All right, time for I've Been Thinking. This is the part where our panelists sort of, speak to the nation from the heart of something that they have been mulling over for the week or recently. Akala, would you like to start on this one?
Yeah, well, I've been thinking about Tuia 250 and the Endeavour arriving and that this cost us $13.9 million from the government. And I guess it was interesting. I was there, and there weren't very many other people there, actually. Jacinda notably wasn't. But I know there were huge crowds for the Waka. So I was there protesting, to be honest, and amongst other people who didn't see that as something to celebrate. And I think what really upset me, because obviously if you're going to reenact something, potentially you would reenact what actually happened, which was people killed on the spot. But what upset me more, I think, was that then the guests on the Endeavour and the group that met them went to Wairangahika Bushmere Arms, which was once the site of a thriving Māori community. And then it was invaded in 1865 and 70 people were killed there. And another 400 people right there at that place were chased down and executed. And this was the spot where they decided to have a tea party. And I don't know, I just think that cups of tea over a massacre site was in quite poor taste. And I don't know, I've just kind of been thinking about what we have to celebrate with this. Post kind of the arrival of the Endeavour, we've lost 90% of all seabirds, 84% of reptiles, 96% of freshwater birds, 70% of terrestrial birds. All of these are at risk of extinction. I'm just thinking about what's actually happened to our country, the whenua itself, the land, since the arrival of that boat, and how much work we have to do, actually. Highest rates of suicide in the OECD and so on. And I'm just not sure celebrating floating that boat, the millions of dollars that have gone into it, was quite the right move.
And being there too as part of the protest, I mean, sort of thinking about that now, just briefly coming away from that moment, how did you feel that your presence there sort of helped the raider, that sort of commemoration? Was it important for you to be there?
Well, I was nervous about it, to be honest, yeah. Because I've not ever really, I mean, I've been on marches and things like that before, but it was quite odd to have, we had plainclothes policemen and casual policemen and policemen follow us around and speak into their walkie-talkies. And but really what I was there for was a series of lectures about what really happened, what Captain Cook actually did. And it was weird. Like, the venue that we were having these lectures was visited by the police to say that we were dangerous people and perhaps it shouldn't happen. And I was thinking, this is all new for me, but I was standing, I dropped off the people who were standing at Bushmere Arms Pub crying and protesting that there was this kind of tea party with, you know, Dame Anne and Dame Jenny on this massacre site. And I don't know, I don't think it was a teachable moment. And I think, like, I've been funded by the Commonwealth to fly to London and speak at Chogham and just recently to Jamaica. Like, I don't want to be a hypocrite about this. I've accepted the MNZM. But I just think timing, taste, what's genuinely good for a nation.
All right, Connor English, I've been thinking for you. Up to the pips.
Wallace, look, I've been thinking about hugging, actually. I think we should have a national hug
day. How lovely.
And I think we've underestimated the power of the hug. And you mentioned, Carla, you know, suicide. And we've got a lot of mental health issues in New Zealand. And our solution is money, government and drugs. I don't understand why more people just don't hug their kids, hug their relatives. I'm not talking about going to work and hugging everyone in the corridor.
Flash mobs of hugging?
Yeah. But
what
I think
a wonderful
sometimes,
way to start a Monday.
Yep.
Well, I think sometimes we overlook the simple.
Yeah,
and maybe just giving your kids a hug and telling them you love them is actually going to be as good for them as any inquiry into mental health or millions of dollars spent on something.
That is a beautiful way to start a Monday afternoon on the panel. Dr. Carla Miller and Connor English, lots to come.